I'm joined by Daniel Vickers, who is one of the pilots on duty today here at Earls Colne, home of the Essex Air Ambulance. Flying a helicopter has to be a pretty amazing job. How do you and your colleagues get to do this?
Good question. There's a long way to it. It can take anything up to a couple of years to qualify as a helicopter pilot initially. Air ambulance is one of a very few bits of the industry where there's a minimum experience requirement written into law. So, for example, for myself, after I qualified, it took me a further 10 years in the industry before I was qualified enough to be considered for this job.
Quite a few of the pilots, mostly the older ones, have an extensive background in the RAF, but that's not the only route, is it?
Yeah, so I came through the civilian route, started off paying for a lesson whenever I could afford it, but decided that was going to take me too long. Went to visit a few bank managers, and eventually one of them lent me enough money to pay for the whole thing in one go, and I've been paying it back ever since.
Speaking of expensive hobbies, the £6 million MD-902 Explorer in its new red and yellow paint is sitting just outside this window. It's a really lovely aircraft, isn't it?
It's a fantastic piece of kit to find. It's one of the most modern examples of these aircraft that you'll find.
And if you look at it up close or find a picture of it on the internet, one of the interesting aspects of the aircraft is that it's missing its tail rotor. So, Daniel, how does the helicopter stay still during flight?
So, this system on this aircraft is called a NOTAR system. Imaginatively stands for no tail rotor. It's a bit misleading because we do have a tail rotor of sorts, but it's built into the body of the helicopter and it blows air down the tail, which is hollow, and we've got, it's like a jet thruster that we can move on the back to direct the airflow one way or the other to do the same job as a tail rotor. It's very, very preferable for us to have this sort of system. We're forever coming into unprepared sites and we're forever looking out for obstacles or hazards that we could hit with our tail rotor or hopefully avoid with our tail rotor. And this just gives us less of a hazard to worry about.
And what does your typical day involve here then?
Unfortunately, there's no such thing in this world, really. An average day for us would probably be 3 or 4 trips out in the aircraft. If those all turn into jobs that end up with us going all the way to hospital, that can fill up our entire day. It can take quite a few hours. Very, very occasionally we'll have a day without any jobs, but not often.
Are you responsible for cleaning the aircraft as well?
Yeah, all of the crew pitch in together for that. Once a week, it's the first job we do in the morning, pull it out and everybody gets involved.
And it's not just a helicopter that gets you to an emergency, but a fast response vehicle too.
So the medical team, if the aircraft is offline for whatever reason, be it weather or be it routine servicing, the medical crew will go out in the fast response car. Generally, the two pilots will stay behind with the aircraft in case the weather improves and we can catch them up and help out.